It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. This weekend, we are going to turn our attention to Columbia College. Not too long ago, a new president stepped in to lead the college, and she is joining us on this weekend show, Dr. Lena Tran. Dr. Tran, it's great to have you with us here today.
Well, thank you so much for having me on the show.
So first off, how long have you been at Columbia College?
I took tenure at Columbia College starting in March 2022. So a couple months now going on my, I would say, seventh, eighth month.
Well, very good. Well, it's great to have you here in the community. For anyone who's not familiar with your background, what did you do before Columbia College?
Oh, well, actually, I hail from San Jose City College. That's my previous community college that I came from. But before that, actually, I'm from the East Coast, New Jersey. Grew up New Jersey, New York, worked in startup, then moved to Silicon Valley, got into nonprofit, then the education world. And when I came to community college as a part-time faculty, teaching ethnic study, and I fell in love with the community college system. And from there, my position went from a director to the dean to the VP, and finally as the president of Columbia College. It's a little bit short background.
Very good. So Silicon Valley, a little bit different than Columbia. What was it that attracted you to Columbia?
You know what? Folks always tell me, like, why Columbia College? And looking back at my journey in education, I have worked for a UC system. I have lived in New York City. I live in a small town, New Jersey. And then also coming to Silicon Valley, working with Google, Yahoo, Facebook. And actually, when I look at Columbia, I felt that my presidency, I really look for a tight-knit community. And I fell in love with Columbia, to tell you the truth, when I drove up to take a look at the campus. And here I am, 2.5 hour from Silicon Valley, this big, nice, tall tree, fresh air, and the people friendly, the downtown. I grew up in a small town. So coming out of the pandemic and also being years in education, I fell in love with Columbia because of that tight-knit small town, somewhere that you're familiar with, and just to do great work in the city to bring Columbia on the map so people understand and know this beautiful one of, it is actually, I'm gonna say, the most beautiful campus out of all of our community colleges system, and that's the reason why I fell in love with Columbia College.
You said you had some background in the tech industry as well?
Yes, actually, I worked for a startup. My life started after my MBA. I worked for a startup in New York City, and that startup brought me to Silicon Valley. I worked for another startup. It's all high tech, and from there, I was able to secure partners through my role as a VP of strategic partnerships and workforce innovations. So we have strong partners with Google, Yahoo, Microsoft, LinkedIn, and those are the partners that I was able to carry to Columbia College. And it's been a wonderful trying to look at Columbia College, really understand the local culture and the local knowledge, and how do we bring in technology, because everywhere we go, our phone, our iPhone is the technology. So that's some of my goals for the college, is how do you integrate technology that already exists to bring the college and the county, and actually just the area, that so we can move up. What I always say is provide our student with the economic mobility that they're able to earn a living in Sonora in the high-tech industry.
You know, having those connections to Silicon Valley and then just kind of the pandemic that hit recently in the past couple of years, do you think there's opportunities for college students to kind of move into fields that they could work here locally and then for companies that are outside the area?
Oh, definitely. Actually, it's not official yet. We got an informal acceptance, but we got a grant for $500,000 to build out, working with our partner Google, for the Google desktop support, which is network support, and it's a pre-apprenticeship. So can you imagine, it's the learn and earn model. Like, I learn why I earn. And in addition to that, because of technology, the hybrid, we're able to offer the class, whether it's hybrid, that means mean in person, online, or purely online. But what's significant is this idea of technology and the cloud. So if you can imagine, our student can be living in Sonora, making first entry level job that is high demand throughout the world through the cloud, making at least 65 to 70K a year. That to me is economic mobility for our student and for the region. So we're excited at Columbia to be able to roll out this program pretty soon.
Very exciting. You know, besides that, how about the other careers like the natural resources, firefighting? How does Columbia College play a role there?
Oh, we're very strong. As you can see, all the state, even nationally, fire and forestry management is of critical to the nation in all. And right now, Columbia, we have a very strong fire academy apprenticeship. And actually, we're working with the WIP, such as My Mother Lode, the workforce in Fresno, to build out additional training for fire and forestry management. But what's nice about Columbia is we have on-campus housing. So if you can imagine what I like to call a destination training facility, you check in on Monday, give us 12 weeks, you get the certification, and you're done with fire management. So you actually stay on campus. We have culinary program that can build around your meals that you need. So that's another area the college is moving forward to become the destination training nationally for our fire and forestry management. Very strong program, and we continue to grow that.
Yeah, it's kind of an exciting opportunity. You anticipate it could attract people from all across the region and state and nation?
Yes, because a lot of colleges, they don't have trees. We have trees. And that's what makes us attractive. We're able to use our student applied learning. They can do fire management, pre-prescribed fire, which a lot of schools don't. Because of our strong forestry, we also have forestry management. So currently, we are working with state legislator, state constituent group to really get additional funding to build out this strong program for fire and forestry management.
Does Columbia still have other apprenticeship programs as well?
Yes. We also have a culinary pre-apprenticeship, which, again, it's also bringing in additional workforce and give our student the opportunity to show our employers that, hey, our student can do the work. I always say, all our curriculum is building the pipeline. So when an employer is ready to hire our student are hire ready. And that's what the beauty of apprenticeship. And we're growing more. We're looking to do welding apprenticeship. We're looking to further our hospitality and entertainment apprenticeship. So more to come on that, but definitely even going to, as I share with you, the IT, which folks might not think about apprenticeship, but it is what we call innovative. And that is, the state chancellor's office is very supportive of that as well.
And do you work with like local businesses pretty closely on those apprenticeship programs?
Yes. So currently, Chicken Ranch is one of the, you know, local community that we're working close with for the culinary apprenticeship. And as we build out the IT, we already have folks that you say they can do the ABRA, so they get the support. And now I'm also being approached by some of our, for example, AJ Gilbert, for some of the training to get ready. So slowly, I'm a new president. So being on the job for 7-8 months, I'm still getting to know our local community. But so far, it's been so positive that I think the passion and the heart of every single business or even myself is to really see the region growth and to see our student securing a future of job that is gonna have high earning, high wages. And the idea of be certified that they can move anywhere. So another partner we're looking at is healthcare, building out, because there's a critical need. So we're looking to offer training, put through curriculum, so we can train first off with the CNA, certified nursing assistant and medical assistant, and working with our healthcare provider in the area, Adventist Healthcare. So those are some of the partners.
We're talking with Dr. Lena Tran, the new president at Columbia College, getting us update on various different things and happenings at the Columbia College campus this fall semester. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.